This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. The COVID-19 forced closure of schools hit homeless kids especially hard, even as districts continued food distribution in various ways. With school out for the summer, their brains are hungry too. We checked in with homeless students and an organization that's trying to help. It's a typical Wednesday at the Incarnation House, which is designed to help homeless high school students at North Dallas High across the street. All the typical routines, though, have changed.
Technically speaking, we're an after-school program. However, we all came back from spring break with a whole new world.
Evelyn Costello runs the nonprofit Incarnation House. During the school year, the program feeds and teaches kids before and after class, kids whose parents lack a permanent address. This summer, though, they've never really closed.
So we created this pantry program, and we have been doing at-home deliveries on a weekly basis so that that was not a worry in the home.
All that paper rustling, our bags getting filled with fresh and canned food, destined for those who use Incarnation House. 17-year-old Bertadria Promise, newly minted North Dallas High graduate, welcomes the truck deliveries. She stands outside the apartment where she lives with her mom and her aunt.
I just feel like it's a blessing to have food and other people around us to help us during the pandemic.
One of those people who's around is Brian Jackson, who provides full-time security for Incarnation House. After a few years on the job, he got to know all the students, so he was a natural fit to deliver the food.
Some of the areas that we go to are really bad and wouldn't want like any of the ladies to deliver there because it's not really the best of neighborhoods to be in.
Jackson knows these deliveries help keep students and relatives from going hungry.
A lot of them, the only time they will eat a fresh meal, hot meal, is if it's here or at school. Well, if there's no school, they're already missing out on that meal.
About 25 families a week get food deliveries from Incarnation House. On this particular day, a family showed up in person. Sophia Silbus lives in the nearby Budget Motel with her 17-year-old son and 12-year-old daughter, and she works at an elder care facility.
My son attends the Incarnation House after school, and they've been helping us a lot since the school has ended. Resources, food, clothing.
Living in a motel qualifies the family as homeless. Though they're struggling financially, Silbus risks her life every day working at the elder care facility.
We actually have two full hallways of COVID-19 positive patients. I have six staff members that tested positive. Thankfully, I am not one of them. We did have a staff member pass away. We have residents pass on a regular basis.
Silbus has her own high-risk medical conditions, including heart disease and a previous stroke. Changing jobs in the middle of a pandemic is out of the question. The Incarnation House has offered stability for her and her kids, including son Kevin Crockett. He just finished his junior year.
It's been a really cool place for me to hang out, and they feed me, give me a ride home after practice, get to hang with all my friends.
Kevin says this place also helped settle him down after the family moved into the motel and his mother got sick. Incarnation House Chair Diane LaRose says staffers learned early that these kids needed more than breakfast once a week, which is how it all started years ago.
We would feed them, you know, breakfast, and we got to know them. We'd sit down at tables with them and chat and find out what their needs were. We discovered they don't just need food. They need all kinds of things. So, you know, we started evolving and developing, and I could never turn my back on those kids again.
School may be out for the summer, but no one knows what classes will look like this fall. LaRose says even though she's not sure what'll happen next for kids this organization serves, she figures Incarnation House and its students will keep evolving. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.